It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes.
Offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It's International Women's Day, and we did not acknowledge that on the air even once.
No.
I feel sort of bad for that.
Yeah, I do too. Sorry. It's International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, happy International Women's Day to you and yours.
I didn't, I guess I just didn't have an angle on it this year.
No.
Other than to appreciate all the great women in my life.
I am
yourself
woman.
Included, Shauna.
Oh, thank you.
A blessed International Women's Day to you.
And to you.
Let's get right into it. I don't have much else to say unless you do in terms of housekeeping.
No, let's go.
Okay. This is your out-of-context clip.
We're going to be the most rich generation when your parents die.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
You know what's coming up in a couple of weeks, Beckler?
Hmm.
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Easter's not far away.
Easter's coming up. You know what else is coming up that means? Bad Friday.
Bad Friday. I forgot about
Do you remember
about
what we talked about? Bad Friday.
When is Bad Friday in relation to Good Friday?
I think we determined that it's the following Friday because you do Good Friday and you do all the good things. And then Bad Friday is the following Friday. So that's when you can be bad.
And it's still Lent for Catholics. So you couldn't be bad right now.
No. You don't want to be bad on Lent. So it'd have to be the...
Okay, we've been through Lent.
Yep. You've done all the good things. You've repented your sins or whatever you're doing.
He is risen. Now we can be bad.
Now we can be so bad. Yeah, we have a big party to be bad.
Oh, bad Friday.
So bad.
And I'm kind of a bad guy too, so.
Yeah, I'm a bad girl. Big bad girl.
What are we going to do for bad Friday?
This is what I was thinking. I was like, we should actually make this a bigger thing because last year it kind of came and went and it was very sudden and we determined and we're like, yeah, it's Bad Friday, but we didn't have time to plan. We have time to plan. So what do we do to be bad on Bad Friday?
Well,
do we imbibe in a little too much wine to be bad girls?
Yeah, a little wine pizza.
Could do that. Yeah.
I was thinking I was going to have like maybe some kind of sweets.
Oh,
maybe
yes.
Maybe a donut or something.
Oh, sinful. So sinful.
Going to break some minor laws. Like I'm going to jaywalk Absolutely. Even more than I normally do.
I'd say so too. Yeah. Maybe go a little over the speed limit. You know what I'm going to do, Beckler? I'm going to park in one of those private lots and get a ticket and not pay it.
Whoa.
I'm gonna light it on fire. It's Bad Friday.
We could also play some bad songs.
Oh, we should. Like Bad Guy, of course.
Bad Guy, Michael Jackson's Bad.
Yep.
We could play some Bad Company.
Yes.
We could play Bad to the Bone by Thorogood.
Let's have a bad themed morning for sure.
I'm 100% down.
Oh,
it's Bad
Friday.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
If you aren't up at the ass crack of dawn like we are,
mm-hmm.
we start the show with something called the Out of Bed Banger.
Yes, we do.
And it's a song with some pep.
Yep.
Song with the right swagger. That's meant to set the tone for your day, to get mm-hmm. you out of bed.
Yeah.
It's a banger. This morning's Out of Bed Banger was Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yes.
And everybody loved it.
Of course.
It's a great song. Did you know that Fall Out Boy made a remake of that song? Like
I didn't until just recently, yeah.
And they released it last summer, and I guess it was a big deal, and I completely missed this.
Oh, I didn't know.
So it sounds, I'll play just a portion of it for you here, but... So it's everything that's happened in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay.
And this, of course, reminded me of the version that you and I made way back when.
Yes.
This was in 2018. Shauna and I.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Where does time go?
I know.
Dear
Lord.
It doesn't
seem like that long ago.
Nope.
But we made a Canadian version of this mm-hmm. where all the references are Canadian. And Fall Out Boy was criticized because their references jump all over the place chronologically.
Right.
And we stuck to a pretty chronological order.
Like yes.
It begins with the start of Canada and ended up in 2018 when we
wrote this. It's a Canadian history lesson, essentially.
Yeah. And there's like, I think 70 references. We made a video for this. It's mm-hmm. up on our Instagram right now at X99's Calgary's Instagram or on our blog at X99.ca, which yep. we can send to you. But I figured it was an excuse. This was like the hardest we ever worked on anything.
It's on Facebook as well. Yeah. Everywhere, all over the place if you want to see it. But it is, it's a lot of work.
You may have heard it before. We've played it a few times on the air, but we'll play it again. For
yeah.
you.
Meow, 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 meow.
Laurier
Dominion Lands, Robert Borden, Halifax, Passchendaele, Vimy Ridge, Frederick Banting's Insulin, Group of Seven, Famous Five, Arthur Mayen still alive, Bennett Buggies, Dust Bowl, CBC, Lombardo,
TCA, Newfoundland, Juno Beach, Pension Plan, Japanese internment camps, Bombardier gets a revamp, NORAD, NATO, Avro, where'd the arrow go, Rocket Riot, Hank Snow, Ank is on the Carson
we
Show.
We didn't start the Canadian fire. It was always burning, just the world's been turning. Didn't start the Canadian fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Tommy Douglas, Medicare, separatism in the air, Francophones, FLQ, Native residential schools,
Expo, Jacques Plant, Neil Young, The Band, Summit Series, Henderson, Metric System, Trudeau One, Terry Fox, Canadarm, Garneau, Bondar, The Country Gets a New Song, Gretzky's Leaving Edmonton,
Ryan Adams, VJs, Referendum Tuesday,
Oka Crisis, Milgard, Grey Cup won by Baltimore,
the Storm, the Canadian Fire. It was always burning, just the world's been turning. Didn't start the Canadian fire. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it.
Oh, sh**, the next line, my God. Bailey is the fastest man, Raptors born, Jays win, Nunavut, Ice Storm, and my heart will go on.
Gander and Afghanistan, a man can love another man. DC gets the Expos, BlackBerry, smartphones.
Drake, Bieber, fighter jets, Crosby puts it in the net. Goodbye, Gord Trudeau, it's hot, now we're smoking legal pot.
We didn't start the Canadian fire. It was always burning, just the world's been turning. Didn't start the Canadian fire.
Beckler and Shauna podcast.
It's been an interesting week for the radio industry lately, Beckler.
Yeah.
A lot of our close friends have unfortunately been let go, were laid off, and
yeah,
various companies. And even prior to that, there were other companies that were laying people. It's been a lot of change.
Lots of changes in the industry. Yeah. Yeah.
And it got me thinking. I was like, you know, maybe this is a good time for a little what are you grateful for?
Definitely. Yeah. Because whenever things get us down.
Yes. This is what we do.
We count our blessings.
And if you're new to the show, the reason we started this is because when I was younger, before dinner, we would sit down and my mom would say, everybody has to say one thing they're grateful for before you eat. And I was like, this is a nice little exercise because, again, sometimes it's hard to focus in on that. And there are a lot of little things that you can be grateful for. So
absolutely.
Think of one.
Well, I've got some big ones. Obviously, this job.
Yes.
And my wife's health more than anything, right? Absolutely. She had a health scare last week. And there's nothing quite like a health scare that will solidify how important someone is to you.
Totally.
So is that. I have a slightly lighter one too, though.
Okay.
I was puttering around in my garage the other day.
Your garage?
In my garage.
Really punch it there. Garage?
Yeah. Garage. Yep. Puttering around out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just kind of organizing my tools and stuff. And I started to realize how many of my tools were given to me by my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just over the years, you know, he'd be like, hey, I picked you up a tire iron.
Yeah.
Hey, I picked you up a socket wrench set. You know, and I was looking around. I was like, a lot of this stuff just came from him out of nowhere. So. Yeah. I'm grateful to have a dad like that.
Yep.
Who's thinking of me and, you know, thinking of what I might need.
Totally.
And I was even, you know, when I was a younger fella and I've just hung on to all this stuff. So
it's
pretty cool.
It's funny you mentioned that because I took out my drill yesterday and last time my dad was here. Yeah. He came and bought me a drill.
Yes. And my drill's from my dad too.
He was doing a bunch of little things. At the time I wasn't living where I am now, but in the condo that I owned, and he came and he did a bunch of little handy things that of course I couldn't do as well. And that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's like dad's favorite thing in the world to come and help out.
He took stock. The minute he walked into that place, all he was doing was looking around and you could see him. And it was just like that, I'm going to work on that. And I'm like, this is awesome. Thanks, dad.
That's a dad badge, I think.
That's a huge dad badge.
Going to your adult kid's house to help them get some work done.
Absolutely. Yep. So yeah, I would like to say that as well. And of course, our job and the fact that we still get to sit down here and have a fun time with you guys. It's huge. So
we never take it for granted.
We sure don't.
Nobody is owed a wicked career like this. Nope. I don't think so. Each day we get to do it is just gravy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was trying out a few nicknames for our new boss. His name is Maz.
Yeah.
We've done this before with employees at the station.
Yes, we have.
Do you want to hear some of the ones that I've come up with?
Yes, I actually have a couple as well.
Great.
That
even
I've been
better.
Thinking about. Okay.
We can decide which ones of these we like best.
Yes.
I mean, Mazda is the obvious
good,
one.
Yeah. Maz Lerman.
Mazatlan.
Mazmat suit.
Mazged potatoes.
I had Mazikstan as well.
Mazikstan.
A few ones. Yep. DJ Mazzy Jeff.
Mazdercraft.
Oh. Mazzy Berry.
Mazambique.
Mazmanian Devil.
Oh, I like that one.
I kind of like that
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, working
it's
that
so
one
wordy.
Out.
I like the really wordy
Mazmanian
ones.
Mazmanian Devil. Yeah.
I had a little Maz X, but that's not as good.
Maz Mahal. Kind of like that one as well.
I'm out. You've outlasted me.
One more. Snazzy Mazzy or Maz Dance instead of Jazz Dance or Maz Hands. Maz I mean, all hands. Of that could go together. Or Mazimo.
Oh.
Do you remember Mossimo from Zellers, by the way,
sure
when
do.
That was?
Yeah, it was like their designer line, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it was that Italian oh. sexy man. So, yeah.
Instead Are those of, Mossimo?
It's Mossimo.
Mazimo?
Mazimo.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Beckler, have you seen the Cowrie Snow Shark yet?
Not until you posted about it. I hadn't seen it.
Okay, so it's right off Memorial Drive, and I drove by it the other day, and it's actually super well done. Like, it's,
yeah, it looks like a shark.
Yeah.
It's great.
It did. So I drove by, and I was like, I need to go pull over, and I'd take a look at this thing. So I did, and then I realized, I was like, I think I could maybe add to the scene of this snow shark a little bit. So I went back there and posted this really, really stupid video of me on a surfboard in my bikini in front of the shark, because I was like, we can add to this scene a little bit.
Like having fun with it, surfing.
Yeah.
Getting attacked by the shark.
It was it. It was a, yeah. So you can see this on all our social media or x929.ca on our blog. It's up there.
Yeah. Or if you text us, we'll just send you the link.
We can
if that's easier.
Send you that as well. But after I left there, I was like, who made this? Why is that there? Was it just some person who randomly was just like, hey, here's a shark and whatever. And somebody posted on our video that it was actually a realtor who made that shark.
Trying to draw attention to the house
yes.
that was for sale in front of it.
And it's so funny because when I went there, I did look and I saw that there was a house for sale. And for a very split second, I was like, I wonder if that has to do with that house. And then I was like, no one would do that. Like, a realtor wouldn't go above and beyond and do that kind of thing, which is a rude thing to say because I know realtors do this type of thing. Just at the time, I kind of dismissed it. It was a realtor.
It's pretty clever.
It's genius.
It reminds me of a while back, there was a house for sale, I think in Chestermere, where someone in some of the photos there was someone in a dinosaur costume.
Yeah.
And then I think you did that when you sold your condo, didn't you?
I did,
yeah.
Yeah. I was
and it worked.
About it. Yeah, it did. It drew a ton of attention to the ad. And I said to my realtor, I was like, you think this will work? And he was like, might as well try. So we did. And it did. It sold my condo. So it is genius to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, especially if you have that snow sculpting ability.
Yeah, which that's what I wanted to reach out. And I was like, how did you get the skills to do that? He dyed it and everything.
Yeah.
Like he turned it gray. I don't even know how you do that. How do you dye the snow and keep it intact like that?
Combining my passions, snow sculpture
and realtory.
And real estate.
It's a strange combo, man.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I've got a little etymology for you, if I could, Beckler.
Okay, what's this one about?
Beer.
Beer?
Mm-hmm. It's
okay,
beer.
I have your etymology. Music. I'm just taking a while to get to it.
No, that's fine. So. That's fine. Basically, this was inspired because we got some delicious local craft beer from a listener yesterday.
Yeah, friend
from
of the
Eli.
Show. Eli showed up here before the show even started.
And, it was
and he
from,
had craft beer from Cabin for both of us.
Yes.
Wow.
Which, in my opinion, is one of the best craft breweries in Calgary.
I agree.
Like,
and also,
mile.
Craft beer is not cheap.
It
so
was like $190 worth of craft beer. No, not
40,
that much, but yeah,
I think.
It's very expensive. So thank you for that, Eli. But anyway, I got thinking about beer and was like, for a Friday, this is what we should do.
Etymology with Shauna.
There it is. Obviously, I can't continue until I get that to start. I have
I'm
to wait
okay
for
that.
It. I'm like, no, I'm waiting. And I was laughing because I was like, you'd surely think we would have done the etymology of beer before.
Between the two of us, yeah.
Honestly.
And we haven't, hey?
We haven't. I looked into it and I was like, this doesn't sound familiar. We have done whiskey, and I love whiskey because whiskey literally means the water of life. That's what it breaks down to. So that one I love. Haven't done beer, though. So beer comes from the old English word beor, okay? Very similar. But that comes from the Latin Bieber, which means a drink. And then I heard that and I was like, I assume that that's where the word imbibe comes from as well then, right? Because when you think about it, imbibe, it's the first part of fiber or Bieber.
I wouldn't have made that connection.
Okay, well, I looked into that and it is true. So imbibe means to drink in from the Latin in Bieber or in Bibe, however you would say that. I also didn't realize this, but the word cider comes from the Hebrew word for beer, which is shekar. And it's funny because shekar actually breaks down to just generally meaning being a little tipsy or inebriated. So it's just a generic term for being drunk, essentially. And that's what we use.
So they took the word from the effect
cider.
That it had on you, not
that's
so much
it.
The substance itself.
Yes. So generically cider essentially just means like drunk juice. Which is really funny. I was like, I like that
hit
too.
Hit me with that drunk juice.
Give me a little more drunk juice.
That's what cider is,
That's
isn't
what
it?
Cider is, yeah. So
you get it down at the old mill.
Yep. Hey, give me some drunk.
How do you spell Bieber?
B-I-B-E-R.
Bi. Okay. So is it pronounced Bieber or is it Biber?
No, I'm kind of doing it the Saskatchewan phonetic way, but I don't know. But I assume it would be Biber.
Again, I can
or
appreciate
Bi-B.
That.
Yeah. Bibe. Bibe.
Bibe.
Bibe.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was following a vehicle on Deerfoot yesterday. It had a new driver sign in the back window, but with a twist on it.
Oh.
Because we've made fun of the new driver signs in
I
the past.
I laugh at them every time still. Yeah.
But I haven't seen one like this. It said, new driver doing the speed limit.
Okay.
It's like, well then, mm-hmm. We're doing full messages in the back window now.
Yeah, it's
hey?
Like, I mean, it kind of probably goes without saying. If you're a new driver, you should try and stick to, okay.
You
weird.
Get pulled over and you can be like, look at the sign.
Yep.
Doing the speed limit. New driver here.
Okay.
Andrew Beckler smiling politely.
Yeah. Weird. Odd.
Impatient driver trying to get somewhere quick. I should put that in my back window.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because there are those ones that say like, I have to poop, right? Those bumper stickers and stuff as well. So maybe this is the counter to that. Like going fast because I have to poop. It's like, okay. Yep. Clear the way.
New driver doing the speed limit.
Doing the speed limit.
Just also, if you're doing the speed limit, I don't think anybody has a problem with that.
No.
It's when conditions are good and someone's going well under the speed limit.
Yes.
In the left lane. Mm-hmm. That's when you're going to get... You're going to get people up your ass.
I wonder if there's one. Yeah, old driver under the speed limit. He's like, okay, well, steer clear of you, man.
Confused about which lane I'm supposed to be in. McKenna's mom was in town last week when McKenna was in the hospital. She came to help with the boys and stuff. And she does not like driving in the city.
Fair.
And when you think about it, like she spent her entire life either on a farm or in a town of 600 people that doesn't have a traffic light.
Yep.
So to come onto the freeway here, especially, and she, you know, she had to run the kids back and forth from the hospital during rush hour, during that snowfall that we had. Mm-hmm. So I think she stepped up and did it, but it was intimidating for her.
Oh yeah.
And she drove McKenna up there one day and McKenna was like, she drives so slow, like unbelievably slow. So
yeah,
I mean, that's the kind of person that you could get stuck behind.
Doing her
best in an emergency situation.
I think a long time ago, I probably mentioned this, but a friend's mom agreed to take us to the airport a long time ago, and she was terrifying on the roads. I'd never...
Slow?
She was going well under the speed limit as well, and absolutely terrifying. Like, she was flittering around like a squirrel or something, and her head was just going all kinds of directions. She didn't know what to do, and I was like... At one point, I was like, I should just tell her to pull over, and I'll continue the drive. She looks like she's horrified being on the roads right now.
It's pretty funny when you get in a vehicle with a friend or something for the first time.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is how you drive?
This is not going to do.
You live like this?
I don't know how you do it.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
We got a bunch of messages about this one, and I think the overarching theme of it is that just stay out of the left lane is the big one.
It's so funny. This is one of those things, like, if you say the word dog on the air, and then everybody just sends you pictures of their dog. If you say the word driving on the air, everybody just sends you their pet peeves about driving.
They do.
Like, it's quite funny. But it's true. I mean, there's a lot of stress and... people on the roads that everybody thinks is a bad driver. So,
and sometimes I think people think they can sit in the left lane because they're doing the speed limit or more.
Yeah, no.
It's not what it's for. Mm-mm. You should move over no matter what.
Yeah.
Right?
And turn your lights on!
Turn your freaking lights on!
Turn your lights on!
We made a parody song about that years ago. It was called Passed on the Right to the tune of Dierks Bentley's Drunk on a Plane. And it's about how you should never get passed on the right on the roads.
Yeah.
Might have to dig that up. I'm off next week. I will be going to Phoenix with my boys. We talked about this yesterday. I got a ton of response to that.
Yeah.
A lot of good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's awesome. You get to go with your boys. And McKenna, you said, is very comfortable with going off to see her sister, and she actually would prefer it.
Yeah, because she said she's like, she can't really do anything right now. She can't do much around the house. She can't work out. She can't go to work. So she's like, she's just sitting there bored waiting for me to come home from work and the boys to come home from school.
Right.
So she said, if you stay, I'll be bored.
Yeah.
This way I can go and, you know, she can go and hang out with her family and there'll be people around.
Which is the perfect vacation for you. Because if she's like, actually, no, I'd actually prefer going, then it's great. Because then it means that she can go and she will have a better time anyway. And then you can go with the boys and do your trip still. So
yes,
so
I can relax a little. So
yeah,
it's supposed to be beautiful in Phoenix next week. I'll be laying by the pool having a drink.
Perfect.
Going to see some spring training baseball, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy. It'll be a blast.
Well, thank you very much.
Take that much needed vacation.
Have a great show while I'm not here.
Thank you.
I'll be thinking about the podcast. And, you know, I'll be laying by the pool. I'll have my phone on me. If you need me at all next week for anything.
Yeah.
You go ahead and give me a call.
Awesome.
I'll be there. For you and for Shane Holmes, the sponsor of this podcast, Shane Holmes offers affordable customization, allowing you to make changes to your floor plan of your new build without breaking the bank. Not many builders allow that.
No.
As far as I know.
No. So it's great. It's really cool.
Yeah. If you're considering building in Calgary, you should talk to Shane Holmes.
Consider them.
ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Yesterday, I heard Mariah from X Afternoons. She was talking about a report that came out recently that said that millennials are poised to become the richest generation. Which I heard that. I'm like, what?
That's got to be inheritance.
Well, that's it. Because you're thinking about it. You're like, everybody is the most poor they've ever felt from all of my friends. Like, everybody you talk to is like, nope. Like, everything is very expensive. You know, after COVID, obviously, we're playing catch up for that. Housing prices and the grocery store. I was like, what?
It's really incredible. I mean, personally, I make more money than I've ever made before.
Yep.
And I feel like I have less.
I agree.
Like, I feel like I had more spending cash and stuff when I made like half of what I do now.
Seriously. Yeah. It is nuts. But then she said the reason was transfer of assets.
There it is.
And I was like, mm-hmm, okay. So I was just killing myself. I was just like, what a funny way to say that too. This article, when you read it, it reads like we should all be very excited that we are going to become the richest generation as a millennial. And really, no, it's just saying, no, what's happening is in the next few years, your parents are going to die off and you're going to get their inheritance. And that's what's going to make you rich.
So we will have money.
That is...
You just can't have parents.
What a depressing... Like, I was just Yikes. Like, is this supposed to make me feel better? What?
I guess, I mean, our parents' generation is sitting on all of the housing.
Yeah.
Right, they're sitting on so much housing. Some of them have seen their, you know, their housing investments increase tenfold in value, depending on what city you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guess when they die and you sell mom and dad's house, we will have some money. But
also though, like
that's
if
uplifting.
Your parents do have assets, you know, and not everybody has that wealth that they're sitting on either. So then it's even more depressing for those who are like, well, I don't have parents that, you know, made a ton and have stuff either. So
yeah,
you do.
And especially because, I mean, our parents' generation are also paying the increased cost of living for everything. I mean, many of them own their homes, which helps.
But you're on set incomes.
They're on fixed incomes.
That are not, you know, elevating to the level that they need to afford things either.
You're right. And they tucked away X amount of dollars for retirement.
Yep.
And X amount of dollars are now worth a lot less. Mm-hmm. So...
Oh, what's also awful, like there's a lot of people who used to work for the big companies like Sears, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that when Sears went under, everybody lost their pensions.
How is that possible?
I don't know. But
how
is it
not invested somewhere that's safe from whatever happens with the business? Like you pay into it, it should be yours.
Mm-hmm. But my boyfriend's mom, for example, worked at Sears her whole life. She had a pension, and when they went under, all gone. I was just like, this is also, that is insane. Yeah, you put that money.
I didn't even know that could happen.
No, me neither. So I don't mean to be depressing here, but I was just like, can we not put out articles that are like, we're going to be the most rich generation when your parents die?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Shauna, I just lost my good pair of sunglasses.
Oh, no.
Which always hurts.
That always hurts.
Just money down the toilet. This is the thing, though. I have had these sunglasses forever. My good pair.
How long?
I bought them the day of the last X-Fest.
Holy crap.
What year was that?
What year was it?
What year was it?
Jeez, was that
2017 maybe?
6 years ago? 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's the longest pair. That must be a record or something. That's the longest. I bought those sunglasses from Spare Parts in Chinook Center Mall. And that store, that doesn't even exist anymore.
No, I forgot about that store too.
Yeah. I think it's a Bikini Village now.
Mm-hmm.
So the sunglasses outlasted the store.
That's crazy.
Yes.
You are very different than I.
You lose your sunglasses every week.
Yep. I bought a pair from, actually, Chinook right before I left for Japan. And then I thought I lost them the first day in Japan. They went missing for 3 days. The first 3 days, I was like, I've lost them.
You found
literally,
them
it would have been one day later. I
did
find
money well
them.
Spent,
so,
yeah.
Thank the Lord. But yeah, no, every 3 months I'm back to Chinook being like, they know me there now. And they're like, ma'am, maybe you should go for a cheaper pair this time.
That was kind of like my buddy in his heavy drinking days. He used to get his phone screen replaced basically every Monday morning.
Yeah.
He had like, it's like a set appointment at the phone repair place because he'd be out partying. He'd break his phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's fine.
We've talked before on this show about how how we think Calgary must be the lost sunglasses capital of Canada.
Yes, because it has the most sunny days in all of Canada. It's what, 300 and something insane.
333, I think. It's most of them.
Yep.
It's most of them.
So everybody needs sunglasses desperately here. And then, of course, all the patios are open just about all year long here. So people lose them all the time.
And in the summer, the sun stays up late. So you've got to go out with your sunglasses, but then you have nowhere to put them. And
then you have a few drinks and you're like, where'd those go again?
So we have done a eulogy in the past for lost sunglasses. I think this was just more generally as opposed to mine specifically, but I'll play that for you here.
We are gathered here today to remember the sunglasses that we've already lost and, again, the ones we're about to lose. This is to all those sunnies that protect your eyes from the sun and even from the moon when you want to Corey Hart it. To the sunnies that hide our hangovers or the ones we use to hide our wandering eyes when we check out the summer foofs and the sweater puppies parading around the city.
Corey Harted as a verb is really funny. He's Corey Harting it.
He's Corey Harting it. His sunglasses at night. Anytime you see that, Corey Harting it for sure. You do oh so much for us. And we just don't treat you well. You know, we'll drop you in the dirt, drunkenly leave you at the bar, even drop you in the toilet, forget about you.
Sit on you.
Sit on you for sure. Step on you. Drop you somewhere and stampede a giant puddle after the hail. It happens. But we truly do miss you once you're gone. We're really sad about it, so this is for you. Beckler, do you have a musical tribute?
I do.
Okay, great.
And a very appropriate song, I think.
Great.
The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit the streets a running and try to beat the masses and go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah!
I don't even think I know that song.
ZZ Top, cheap sunglasses?
Oh, that's good.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
What are you really shitty at, Beckler?
Probably lots of things.
I was thinking about this recently because, you know, everybody always talks about what they're good at. You know, you do an interview, you're talking about your strengths. Although I guess you sometimes talk about your weaknesses as well. I was watching a show, though, last night, and they were mentioning things that they were shitty at. And I was like, that is a fun question. Like, what would you say you are most shitty at?
Trying new foods.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably a reason for it, but most people can try a new food and be like, I don't like that, and on they go.
Right.
I can't. So.
You have an aversion to certain foods, though. Like, it physically makes you ill, so I kind of get that.
I think there's something more going on there myself, but yeah, that, I'm also, like, anything administrative.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really bad at, like, keeping track of bills, and so McKenna handles all that at our house. Yep. Like, if I have to put in a timesheet at work here, it just, like, it weighs on me.
Yeah.
I'm very bad at that.
Totally.
I would not be a good manager, I don't think.
No. I'm really shitty at talking on the phone. Mm. I hate it, though, so I'm not sure if I'm shitty or I absolutely hate it. The biggest one, though, I thought about, I am a terrible dancer.
Yeah, I'm not a good dancer either.
Like, I am, I know, I'm awful. Like, there's...
What are you talking about? You just shared your tap dancing skills with us. It was beautiful.
That's with tap shoes. That is actually different, though. But, like, frig dancing, you know, the type of dancing that you do out at the club or to be sexy?
Yeah.
Nope. Opposite of sexy. I look like a dead worm. I look like I am having a full-out seizure on the dance floor. And I've tried for so long. And, you know, you see the girls who are really good at dancing. And I'm like, oh, that looks so nice. And even if I try, it is the most embarrassing.
Or who just love dancing. You go to a wedding and McKenna wants to dance. And I'm like, I don't think you want to dance with me. So I just, if I have to get out there, I keep it real tight. Like, there's not a whole lot of movement going on.
That's the good thing to do. My boyfriend filmed me dancing a couple weeks ago. And it was the first time I'd seen a video of it. Maybe. And I thought I looked okay. And
No.
I was like, never again. I think I'm going to be up against the wall like you're an 8-year-old. Like you're in grade 8 and trying to pick up, you know, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be the wallflower from this point forward. Just nope.
What are the odds of you posting that video for us all to see? Slim right now?
Pretty slim.
Hmm.
Although, okay. I mean, I'm okay with making, okay, I'll ask if he still has it. I think I told him to delete it so that no one would see it. But if he still has it, I will post it for you.
We'd love to see that. And hey, bring the tap shoes out again too, because that was great.
You know, that I'm okay at. I will.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
You know what I'm kind of jealous of? And this is going to sound really weird.
Hmm.
But rings, like varsity rings or profession rings, like people who earn a ring to wear.
Championship rings?
Yeah. Like the engineering ring, that kind of thing. A friend of mine went to the UFC and got one of those rings. And I was like, that's pretty damn cool.
What's that all about? goes on the pinky, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And it just shows that you graduated, and it just shows that, you know, you've gotten the official accreditation essentially to do that. But I think that's damn cool. I'm like, every profession should kind of have that. I wish we had a radio ring.
Do you?
Yeah, kind of. I'd proudly wear it, being like, yeah, maybe not actually. No.
I don't know. It's got to be like, can you have a Super Bowl ring? Okay.
That's pretty cool. Did you ever get one of those varsity rings or something in high school?
I remember Jostens would send around
the year rings, graduation. Yeah. Those, I was like, why is that a thing?
Jostens would send around the catalog, and I'd look and be like, some of these are really cool, but I'm not going to wear it.
Right? Advertising that you graduated a certain year. I'm like, why is that cool?
Have you seen this is big too, I find, in small towns, but a jacket or a hoodie with the year that you graduated on, like grad 09, you know, or like on Trailer Park Boys, Ricky gets a jacket that says grade 9 because that's as far as he got. It says grade 9 on the sleeve.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff that I've never fully understood. Like anything to do with grad where you put your year, like I graduated this year, that I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, geez, to not graduate high school these days, you really got to mess around, right? Because they'll help you get there.
Yeah.
They'll give you every chance to pass.
They don't even grade you anymore, do they? It's just like a smile. Smiley face. You here you go.
25% just for showing up.
Honestly. Although I don't know. I mean, professional rings would be kind of cool. Like if you graduated from radio college, maybe that one I'd be a little, maybe not.
You sure? Like when you say it out loud.
I know that sounds ridiculous. Yeah. We don't get rings in radio. We get radio guts instead. That's what you get. You graduate, you get a giant radio gut. There you go.
Hey, way to go. Here's your boiler.
There's your gut.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.
After Hours with Mariah and Ty, a weekly podcast that brings this dynamic duo to another level of awesome and allows you to listen on your own terms. Go behind the curtain and hear the stuff you won't hear on the radio.
Like, they're going to say
Find After Hours with Mariah and Ty wherever you get your podcasts.